Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily teaching video. Hey, in a moment, I'm going to jump into part four of my new mini series, all about breaking the power and domination of the fear of man. In today's video, I'm going to give you three keys to walking free from the fear of man for the rest of your life. You do not want to miss this. Hey, 30-second ad as usual. Number one, big thanks to all of my partners. We have new partners coming on board every week, and we love and appreciate you, and it's great to walk in fellowship with you. Everybody should be a partner with somebody involved in the gospel. Partners are those who pray for us, support us, invite us, walk with us on the journey of ministry. So why not pray about becoming a partner? Link below. Number two, I have a new book out, Personal Vision, to challenge, to write, to set down on paper a personal vision for the rest of your life. And key number three, lots of other things going on here, but I'll be taking a team to the nation of Ireland in the month of June. We're renting a castle, how cool is that, for a week, and taking folks for a week's mission mentoring out on the streets, teaching, worship, conference, so much more every day. Details on my website, gjm.org. Good. So let's jump into this teaching for today, living free from the fear of man. What I want to talk about briefly with you today is developing a lifestyle, because lifestyle is really what we want to do. I think the issue here is not that occasionally we'll be confronted with some big terrifying thing and we get our courage and we manage to do it and then we go back and retreat to that place of bondage, but rather we live as free people for the rest of our life. So I want to give you three keys. Key number one is you have an identity as a free person. It's so important we get that. We've been set free in Jesus. Galatians 5 verse 1 says it's for freedom that Christ has already set you free. Christ set you free, but why did he set you free? That you may walk in freedom. It's for freedom that Christ has set you free. And then verse 13, Galatians 5:13, same chapter, says stand fast in the freedom by which Christ has made you free, and don't ever be entangled with the yoke of bondage. So Jesus set you free, and I love you, my brother and sister, but I want to proclaim to you that we have a debt towards freedom. We have a debt of honor towards God to walk in absolute freedom. And God wants us to be free in every area of our lives, free to serve him. Remember the call of Moses in Egypt was, let my people go, set my people free that they may worship me. Not set them free that they may live in debauchery, but set them free that they may worship me. So you've been set free, but you've been set free for a purpose. And I think the Lord wants us, he wants us to love everybody we see, everybody around us in the world, but he really does not want us to live under that yoke of fear and intimidation with people around us. And this happens so often. So many people live influenced by the opinions of others around them. And can I tell you, it was a real revelation to me. I think I got this revelation at school, that all of the people I was intimidated by, all the cool cats, all of the people I thought had it all together, they didn't know any more than I did. They were terrified as well. They were fearful as well. And the only person's opinion that really counts, if I can say that, is God's opinion. So key number one, you are a free person. And it's really important we get this. You're not a free person when you walk in freedom. You will walk in freedom when you realize you are a free person. In the kingdom of God, identity always comes before outworking, before performance. So if you can get that revelation that you right now are completely free, if you can begin looking and thinking at different areas of your life where you've struggled, where you've been tested in the past, and begin to put on that new man, put on that identity every way, say, I'm completely free of this. Okay, key number two, and some of you won't like this, but it's a good key. When we talk about the freedom from the fear of man, freedom from rejection, I'm not claiming that everybody will love us. I'm not claiming that people will not reject us. In a sense, I am actually claiming that if we truly do walk in the glory and grace of God with the favor of God on us, people will like us and that will connect a lot more. Again, it's vital we realize that being a free person doesn't mean you won't be challenged. It doesn't mean people aren't going to laugh at you. People aren't going to reject you. That happens all the time. That happens to me in ministry all the time. And part of maturity in ministry is realizing there are people who will leave a church, there are people who will get offended and walk away. And, you know, at times we can blame them or say if they were more mature, this wouldn't happen. At times we don't even know why things will happen. And my point to you is, being a free person doesn't mean you won't walk through the pain of rejection. Rather, it means the pain of it, you'll see that pain as it really is, and you'll count the cost. So here's a great tool to look at that. Make a list of five situations, scenarios, places, hey, where you go through rejection, where you're fearful of rejection, things that you would avoid doing. And my point is, just sit down with God and imagine, yes, you are going to be rejected. Imagine they're going to laugh at you, scorn you, walk away, whatever that will be. You're going to ask out that pretty girl at church, I don't know, whatever the scenario is, and she's going to go, you know, do we go out with you? Like, whatever that thing could be in your mind. Here's my point. What would Jesus do in that circumstance? How does a free person live in that circumstance? What would it do that you experience rejection and simply you just brush it off? You say, okay, I went through that. That wasn't the funnest thing in the world. It's not like I want to do that, but learn to react and respond appropriately to it. You know, I'm sitting out here in the blazing sun here in Fort Lauderdale, and yet what would happen if there was some little flash shower of rain for a second? Now there's not one cloud in the sky, so I can't see that happening, but just imagine, play the game with me, if for a second there was a little bit of rain that fell. Now my camera's waterproof, my phone is, I'd probably wipe everything off, plunk, and know that it would be dry really quickly. And I tell you, we're going to be rejected in life, so simply wipe those things off, push them off, and get on with your journey with God. So part of living as a free person is learning to deal with rejection in your life. Key number three, and I'll finish with this. It's cool. It's simply this, that the greatest way I know of living free from the fear of man, the fear of rejection, is living a life and a lifestyle of worship. You know, whenever we worship, turn your eyes on Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, what will happen? The things on earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And the more we can live under the blaze and the influence and the glory of God, the more we're lost in worship. Jesus said, when your eye is single, your whole body is filled with light. And the more we live under the light of God, the less the fear of man has any influence over us at all. Hey, I hope that's a blessing to you. I will see you guys soon in Jesus' name. Bye for now.